Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. With millions more people voting early before the November 3rd presidential election, gun rights groups have filed a challenge to Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson's ban on firearms at polling places. The complaint says Benson acted outside her authority when she issued the order last Friday. We have more from Michigan Public Radio's Rick Pluta.
The rule bars openly carrying guns within 100 feet of a polling location, at a clerk's office, or where absentee ballots are being counted. Dean Greenblatt is an attorney for the group Michigan Open Carry. He says the order requires people to choose between their right to vote and their right to bear arms.
We don't have rule by edict in Michigan.
Michigan law allows most people to openly carry guns without a license. The gun rights groups asked for speedy hearings so the issue can be settled before Election Day. Benson's office said she has a legal duty to protect voters from intimidation, harassment, and coercion. For NPR News, I'm Rick Pluta.
The U.S. Postal Service's records reportedly reveal ongoing delays in ballot deliveries, potentially leaving millions waiting longer than usual to vote by mail for a president before November 3rd. The Associated Press reports that the USPS goal is to have at least 95% of first-class mail arrive within 5 days. According to the Postal Service's data, nearly every region has missed that target, and according to AP, the delivery targets were missed by wide margins in some of the most hotly contested states of the presidential race, including Pennsylvania, Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota. Walmart is suing the Justice Department as part of the legal fight over who's at fault for the nation's deadly opioid epidemic. NPR's Brian Mann reports Walmart runs one of the biggest pharmacy chains in the country.
Walmart company officials say they expect to be sued by the Justice Department for past opioid prescribing practices at Walmart pharmacies at thousands of locations across the U.S. So the company filed this preemptive legal salvo, claiming the government itself was lax in its oversight of how highly addictive prescription pills were dispensed. Walmart and other pharmacy chains, including Rite Aid and CVS, already face a wave of lawsuits linked to their past practice of dispensing large quantities of pills, even in communities hit hard by a prescription opioid epidemic that's killed more than 230,000 Americans. Brian Mann, NPR News.
The U.S. Treasury has sanctioned two senior members of Hezbollah, including a former military commander. The Trump administration has been escalating sanctions on the Iran-backed Lebanese group and imposing rare sanctions on two former cabinet officials allied with Hezbollah. The Dow is down 70 points at last glance at 28,293. This is NPR. After years of bloodshed, Libya's warring factions have formally agreed to a permanent ceasefire. Claudia Gassini, a Libya expert with the crisis group, says that for the ceasefire to work, Libyan rivals will have to sever ties with outside backers, including Russian mercenaries on one side and Turkey on the other.
So both sides are heavily reliant on foreign support, and we'll have to see when they will take concrete steps to cut down on their reliance on foreign support. This is the central issue.
Today, the first commercial passenger flight in more than a year crossed a region marred by years of violence from Tripoli to the eastern city of Benghazi. Mexico plans to make tomorrow's deadline to send water to the U.S. under a last-minute agreement hashed out between the two countries. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports the deal came after months of clashes between Mexican farmers and federal police over the decades-old water treaty.
Under the treaty signed in 1944, Mexico and the U.S. share water that runs in rivers crossing the international border. But in the last 5 years, a particularly dry period in the region, Mexico has fallen behind in those transfers. Farmers south of the border in the state of Chihuahua have vehemently protested any water deliveries from their dams, at one point taking over a critical reservoir. In the new deal, Mexico will be able to send water from other border dams to meet commitments. Mexico's president thanked U.S. officials for their understanding and solidarity. The water will come from dams in other border states, and the U.S. has agreed to provide drinking water if supplies get critical in Mexican border cities. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Mexico City.
I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.